Thomas Edison. Predictions that came true or didn't.
In 1911, inventor Thomas Edison made a series of predictions as to how technology would transform the world. If only he were alive today to see which ones he got right and which ones he got wrong. Let's take a look at a few of his prophecies. A. Edison was positive that in the years to come, machinery would take over manual labor. He even realized that when this revolution in industry took place, certain jobs would disappear. The day of the seamstress wearily running her seam is almost ended, he predicted. There may well be times when seamstresses wish robots could do their jobs for them, but for the time being, sewing machines are still operated by human hands. In other industries, this is not the case, however. The car industry wouldn't be able to produce cars at the rate it does today if it wasn't for technological developments. The mundane jobs on production lines for cars these days are performed by robots rather than humans. But it's not all good news, as we've now reached the stage where our economies no longer fully employ people, as the use of automated machinery has proved more cost-effective. B. Among Edison's misses was the prediction that books of the future would be made of nickel. According to the inventor, if paper was replaced by nickel, books would be made of a cheaper, stronger, and more flexible material. Never could he have imagined that, thanks to the digital revolution, books as he knew them would give way to e-books. In today's world, reading is still a popular activity. However, readers are more likely to curl up with their state-of-the-art iReader or Kindle than with their favorite hardback. C. One of Edison's own inventions was the long kiln, which revolutionized the cement industry. If his kiln hadn't been invented, modern construction would be very different to what it is today. Way back in 1911, he claimed that men are lunatics to keep building with bricks and steel rather than concrete and steel bars. To his mind, reinforced concrete would allow buildings to practically stand forever and would be widely used in constructing all types of buildings, from mansions to skyscrapers. His prediction came true, but was short-lived. Skyscrapers, built in the 1920s, were largely steel-reinforced concrete. But since the end of World War II, architects have preferred to construct tall buildings with steel frames and glass. D. If Edison's prediction about household furniture had come true, then today we'd all furnish our homes using steel because it is lighter and cheaper than wood. Edison felt that wooden furniture would be completely replaced with steel furniture. The babies of the next generation will sit in steel high chairs and eat from steel tables, Edison said. They will not know what wooden furniture is. Although wood is not as widely used today as it was in the past, glass, MDF, and plastic have become more popular alternatives than steel in furniture making. E. One of Edison's most interesting forecasts concerned poverty. In 1911, he proclaimed, "There will be no poverty in the world 100 years from now." He supported this view by saying that poverty was for a world that used only its hands. As a firm believer in the power of the brain and technological progress to transform the human condition, he was certain that poverty would be done away with in the near future. If only this were the case. F. When it came to flying, Edison was spot on. Although his understanding of artificial flight was limited, he informed himself by observing nature, in particular, the agility of the bumblebee. 8 years after the Wright brothers' triumphant first flight in a flying machine, Edison guessed that in the future such machines would carry passengers at more than 160 kilometers an hour. Today, aviation and fast travel has become second nature to us.